Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Matt Layton with you. In a significant trade development, China has announced it will lift punitive tariffs on Australian wine exports. This follows a five-month review process prompted by Australia pausing a World Trade Organization dispute. It's expected to boost the Aussie wine industry, which once enjoyed a $1 billion annual trade with China. The all clear has been given after a wild afternoon in the Cairns suburb of Edge Hill. Police swooped in after shots were fired around 1 p.m, sparking an emergency declaration. Detective Acting Inspector Jason Chetham says there is no ongoing threat to the public.
Obviously, this is an unusual one where we think someone has been wounded and they haven't stuck around, so that's obviously a red flag, but we're keen to catch up with everyone who's involved with it.
Search crews have found the body of a missing Sydney bushwalker. The 57-year-old from Macquarie Fields vanished nearly 2 weeks ago after setting out for a solo overnight camping trip near Bargo. Concerned about the recent spate of festival cancellations? You're not alone. Parliament is forming an inquiry to understand the challenges facing Australia's live music industry. It follows a string of venue closures and festival cancellations, including Splendour in the Grass. And investigators in Baltimore are combing through a data recorder recovered from the runaway cargo ship that slammed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge. The impact sent six construction workers plunging into the Patapsco River, presumed dead. Only two bodies have been recovered so far. North Melbourne's Alistair Clarkson says talks with former Hawthorn players were a positive step towards resolving racism allegations. Clarko and Brisbane's Chris Fagan met the players they're accused of racism by for the first time this week, with both coaches denying the claims. The Roos mentor says the talks were productive.
The process is actually incomplete, and until such time as it is over, then we're bound by confidentiality to not discuss anything about the proceedings at all.
Tonight's AFL action sees the Lions and Pies go head to head.